questions relative to wholeness or anything else we want to have to be relative to. So Bill asks the question, please explain more the 66-day habit formation idea. Well, we said that it takes, at least scientists have said this, psychologists and stuff like that, that it takes 66 days to impress a habit on our consciousness. It takes 66 days to make us have a habit that is something that is a habit for us. Now, why does it take 66 days? Well, it's like this. All of us have a tendency to be blockheads at times. You know what a blockhead is? We know better. We know what's right for us. We know what we're going to do. You can't tell me anything. You can't tell me anything. I know what I'm doing. I know this. Just get off my back. I'm myself. You see, we're blockheads. And so, because we're blockheads, we've got to get a way of splitting up that block or getting rid of that block and letting us be open to the reality, the divinity, the wholeness that we are. So, we say, for instance, I want to have the new habit. And I have the new habit, which says, I like me. That's not bad. So I'm making this new habit inside of me. I'm making this new habit inside of my life and inside of my world. And as I make this new habit inside of me, what am I doing? I am having it go against the grain of the old habit that was laying there in my world. And I did not want the old habit to continue. So now, how do I start getting that new habit to go? And the new habit is, I like me. I like me. Our brain is just bombarded with all sorts of ideas of why we don't like ourselves and why we don't deserve to have goodness in our life. We don't deserve to have happy things in our life. We don't deserve to be beautiful people. We don't deserve to like ourselves. We're very silly to like ourselves because we're so terrible. We're so terrible. All that's coming in. Well, while you're doing that, your I like me idea that you're planting in your consciousness is finding it hard to get through that rock foundation, through that penetration of I don't like me. And so you keep saying, I like me. It might be illustrated like you're learning how to drive a car. And let's take Aunt B from the Sheriff Andy Taylor. Aunt B wanted to learn how to fly an airplane. Because everybody else had some monumental experiences. They won a basketball game or they did some great thing in their life. But she wanted something great in her life. So she went to take the lessons of how to fly. And they all said to her, oh, I know, you'll just go down and you'll just go up and down, be happy and content with it. She wanted to fly. She went against all the objections of her family, all the objections of everybody. And her teacher, the pilot, he says, oh, we have people 50, 60, 80, 90, 100 taking lessons all the time. They love it. You'll enjoy it, I'm sure. But he didn't push her too much. He let her have her own conviction. And so he took her up for a test ride in the plane. And as they took off in their beautiful Cessna, they went up. It really wasn't a Cessna, it was another plane. And they went up. And you see a picture of Aunt B. Are we up yet? And the pilot says, yes, we're up, B, or Mrs. Buar. And so she looks out the window, oh, way up in the sky, way down there is the land, way down there. And he said, would you like us to fly over your house? And she says, oh, yes. Oh. Well, she was very frightened. Now, this didn't help her. This was very fearful in her heart. And a weaker person who didn't have such a strong desire to have something tremendous in her life might have quit. But she continued with her lesson. And she came down, and all her family were waiting on the tarmac for her to land. And they said, "How do you like it, Bee?" She said, "Oh, it was so wonderful." And they said, "Well, you know, you don't have to do anything more." She says, "Oh, I'm going to, because I have learned how to drain the tank for any water that might be in it, and I've learned how to check the oil and check the gas and do these things here, and I've learned how to read all of these 25 gauges on the screen in front of me." And she says, "I've learned all that stuff, and I'm just fantastic. I'm just fantastic." And she says, "I love it." Well, she went home that night, and of course they were all happy to hear what she had to say, but she was saying, "It's so wonderful." And they said, "You can quit if you want. Now, you don't have to continue. You don't have to continue doing anything if you don't want to." And she says, "What do you mean? I'm going to do this." The minute she got in the house, nobody was in the house yet. She sat in an ordinary chair, and she played that she was in the airplane doing these things. "Oh, there's so much to remember," her first flight, you know. "Oh, there's so much to remember. There's so much to do. There's so, oh my." You know, but she didn't tell anybody else. That was her learning experience. And then each week she took another test, more than that, a couple of times a week she went up. And then all of a sudden the instructor said, "Well, I think you're good enough. In fact, I know you are. You're good enough to solo." And she said, solo, alone. You know, and so she went home and she told the family, "My instructor says I'm ready to solo." And she says, "And I am going to solo tomorrow." And everyone of her friends came out to the airport. "Good luck, Bee. Good luck. She didn't need that. You can do it. Not good luck, not chance that she's going to do it well, but you can do it. You're fantastic." And she did her flight, and she didn't bounce in her landing. You know how sometimes you bounce a landing when you're learning, but she landed it like a greased-on landing, beautiful. Now, how did she do that? She went through preparing herself for the habit. The habit of flying correctly, flying well, flying nicely. The habit of doing it. And she went through that. And she heard all these negative comments from her family and her friends, well-wishers, you know, saying, "You don't have to do that," because they were scared silly to do it themselves. None of them had been up in a plane. None of them had done what she did. And she was the lone wolf, the successful lady. Fantastic. Now, that's how we build our habits. Little by little, not in understanding of the negative attitudes around us, but in understanding of our positive conviction within ourselves that this is it. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. Did you ever get up in the morning and not feel so wonderful? And then you get out of bed, and then you go to the bathroom and so on, and you don't feel so wonderful. And then, hey, who's in charge here? Who's in charge of me not feeling wonderful? Hey, I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. I like me. I like this body. If I don't say I'm Hohen Perk, nobody else is going to say I'm Hohen Perk. I'm the one who says I'm Hohen Perk. I like me. I like this body. And boom, 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 you know, you give yourself the riot act. But you got to do that again and again and again. And you do it for 66 days. Now, there are some people, the click of a finger, they can develop a new habit. And some people can do it in shorter times. Sure. But developing a habit takes a conviction within you that that habit is good for you. And after a while, it's not a habit. It's what you do. It's not a habit that you have to remember, that you have to do what. It's what you do. It's how you act. It's how you think. It's how you live. It's what you are. You see, that's why it takes longer to build a habit sometimes, and other times building habits is much easier. If you would sit at the piano for 1, 2, 3 hours and not be irritated by it, but sit at the piano and practice the keyboard, within a very short time, you would know exactly how to do the keyboard. You would know exactly how to play it beautifully, and it works wonderful. It's up to you. It's up to you how you like that and how you want to do it. But the thing is, if you want to take 65, 66 days in doing it, that's okay too. But the 66 days is wearing out the attitude that says you can't do it. Because the attitude that says you can't do it eventually just gives up. Because you can do it, and you are doing it, and you're proving it to yourself. I like me, I like me, I like me. I can do it, I can do it. Like the little train going over the top of the mountain, you know. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. I know I can, I know I can, I know I can, as he goes down the other side of the mountain. You see, this is all part of the 66-day experience of learning about habits, of having habits be one with you. So, any other question that anybody wants to think about? Yes, Christy?
What about the...
Say it loudly so I can hear it.
What about the...
Here, I think that your sister is much smarter than you are. She wrote it down. So, will you write it down for me? And I will put this...
Every time, yeah. Continuously.
Christy?
6 months.
Ask the question. How do you conduct a 3-hour meditation and have it be absolutely powerful and meaningful in 66 days? Or can you? And the answer is, yes, you can.
That person.
You can do it in 1 day. You can do it in 1 day, if you wish, and have it be, but are you a miracle lady?
Yes.
You can say it out loud
yes.
if you like. Thank you very much. Are you a miracle lady?
Yes.
Are you a person who can do whatever you set your mind to instantly?
Yes.
When you go into your hospital, for instance, when you went into your hospital before you retired, did you walk into that hospital and say, all is in divine order, all the patients are fantastic, I have no heavy-duty cases, everything is beautiful, everything is in divine order, I am the master here, and I'm running this show, and I love it, I love it, I love it, and everybody loves to have me run this show. You ever say that?
Yes.
Because that's the truth, right?
Yes.
That's the truth. Now, you can do it in 1 day or 66. 66 is what these psychologists are saying. It takes people that long to build habits in themselves.
Psychology.
That was in the AARP magazine. They had the article about that. Remember that?
Yeah, I say that's not on the spiritual level what
you think. Oh, hey, hey, hey.
That's a
physical. Now, we'll continue with your topic, with her comment. It's not on the spiritual level. It's not on the spiritual level. Are any of you, including Ruby, are any of you able to not be on the spiritual level?
I knew that it would come.
Are any of you? Ruby, are you ever not on the spiritual level? You are always on the spiritual level, aren't you, sweetheart? Yes. So, we want to be very careful. We want to have good habits. We want to have good manners. We want to have good, the way we're brought up. My mother would always say to me, this is the way the family acts. This is what we believe. My dad would always say, that's our values. That's how we act. And either you act that way or you're going to not be able to sit down. And he was one who used the strap and we couldn't sit down. He didn't kill us, but it felt like he was. And he wasn't mean to us, because what he inspired our learning curve. Daddy inspired our learning curve by giving us a spanking, and we quickly learned what was right to do. We quickly did what we were told to do. We quickly followed the rules of our family. We quickly did that. I had friends in school who lived in an orphanage. And I'd walk home to their orphanage sometime in the evening and then come to my house across the river and up the hill. And as I went to their house, I met with all the orphans there. And they lived in a dormitory arrangement. They had a nice situation. It was really nice because their parents were not there. They needed a place to live. And they had the place to live. And these people, they were religious people. They were taking care of them and being very good to them. So these orphans did not have the values that we had. They had discipline, but not the values. And so when they would visit our house, and my dad would sit down at the table, and he would say to one of the girls, he would say, go upstairs and take your hair out of your curlers. You don't sit down at the table with your hair in curlers. And another time, he might say to them, as they would boldly come down in their bathrobe, and he would say, we don't sit at the table in our bathrobe. You wear your clothing and you're ready to eat. You don't have to wear fancy clothing, but just wear your normal clothing, and that's the way we do it. Now, we do not start eating until everyone is sitting at the table. Now, Raymond had to get up and go to the toilet, so we wait for him. We wait for him. And Mother said the blessing for the meal, and then we ate. But we learned habits. We learned them very quickly. But when we had these friends of ours, the orphans, who lived in an orphan home, and he came to us, they learned that so quickly. They said, wow, wow, wow. And they went home and told their friends about it and told their people about it. It was a Lutheran orphanage. So they were all Lutherans, whatever that was. And so, but you see, this is learning habits and learning beautiful habits. And how can you build up habits quickly and have them happen in 66 days? Well, the first thing, you got to be like Aunt Bee. And you got to say to yourself, I want to have a monumental experience in my life. Okay, now what habit do you want to learn? What habit? Oh, so many, so many, so many. No. What habit? All right, I like me. Is that a good habit? Okay, so a good habit is I like me. So you say it. And now, while you're saying it, you're going to have lots of naughty little ideas coming up in your mind saying, you're not so nice, you're not this here. What makes you think you can say that you like yourself when some people in the world don't like you? And so, you see, those nonsensical things come up in your mind. And because they come up in your mind, and you believe them, what you do is you follow them. But when you keep saying to yourself, I like me, 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 I like. What is that? Affirmation. You keep saying those affirmations again and again. A lot of our students did not like affirmations. They did not want to believe in affirmations. And they told me they didn't like the affirmations. They didn't want the affirmations, and they didn't want to use them. And then later, as I talked with them in their activities, they were using and they were teaching affirmations to other people, and they were I wouldn't say a thing to them about the fact they didn't like them at one time, because that's not important. The important thing is that they really learned the value of affirmations. Now, how do you learn how to say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love? By saying it again and again. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy. We go in restaurants and we say that. And we say it out loud. And people at the next table say, what was that again? That was nice. You know, there's no Jesus or God in there and no nothing. It's just, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Now, who is love? God. It's filled with God. This food is healthy for my body and filled with God. Nice, huh? Filled with love. This food is healthy. Who is and what is health? The divine is health. Trader Joe's health. The divine is health. Why? Because we said so. And it needs no more reason than that. So you just say it to yourself now. The 66 is just something that these psychologists have talked about. And said, and it is an interesting statement, but can you see the psychologists in their laboratories have nothing important to practice on except things like this? And it's fun. It's fun. Does that someone answer the question? Long John? Anybody else with a question?
Thank you.
Okay. It's been wonderful sharing these things with you. We've had 20 minutes of my talking to you, answering the ideas that you had in your mind. And I'm happy to do it again and again, any day of your life, anytime, by email, by telephone, by internet, by presence, by power, by anything you are, because I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.